Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jalen Brunson, and I'll give you the numbers. What Jalen Brunson has done over the last month is on another planet.
Right.
Like, that's the reality.
What is this, five straight 35-plus games? Almost had, you know, three straight 40-plus games.
Dude, he's making the 40-point game routine. And so when we had this discussion, for those who missed it, about why I didn't think the Knicks were a legitimate title contender, it was centered around Jalen's really good, and he's made a lot of progress, but he's not that. Look, CP, the franchise, who I love, and he's going to come in next week and hang out with us for an hour, getting set for the playoffs. I love the man. CP was dunking on me the other day, and I respect it. CP was saying, oh, ever remember the Jason Tatum, Jalen Brunson argument? Well, over the last month, unless I'm going to lie to you, unless I'm going to be so pig-headed as a talk show host to just deny reality, and I don't think I've ever done that.
No.
I have to admit, dude, the guy's playing his ass off.
You wear your IBO, IFO, IHO, whatever, crown very purely.
Thank you. Well, I have to be honest.
Right.
So I don't think I was wrong. I think I'm wrong now. Because he's played like a freaking superstar. And I hate that term because it's so dopey. Is this guy a superstar? Is that guy a superstar? Here's what I know. Over the last month, Jalen Brunson's played like the best player on the planet. I'll go to that extreme because that's what he's done. Now, is that going to continue next week or next Sunday? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that going to continue in the postseason when you are facing tougher defenses and tougher opponents and it's the playoffs and it's more of a half-court game? Look, I saw a preview of it last night. It scared the crap out of me because I saw the Celtics get aggressive on Jalen and it didn't matter whether it was from the mid-range, whether it was getting to the basket. Jalen Brunson's playing like the man, like him, as the kids say. So, trust me, I wish I could just be a pig-headed, I'm sticking with what I saw and what I thought in February, but the guy's playing his ass off right now. And I know it bothers you guys out there that it doesn't seem like he's getting respected nationally.
He's not. I'm looking at the NBA.com rankings for the MVP. Obviously, Jokic is the leader. And after last night's victory, he's going to win the MVP again. But you go through the top five that they have. This is their estimation. It's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Who should be, by the way? I think SGA is above him. And that's not a knock on Jalen. We're looking at the full season.
And then it's Luka.
Yeah.
And then it's Giannis. And then it's Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And finally, once you get to the next five, he cracked the top 10. Finally.
Yeah.
He was unranked a week ago. He's eighth behind Sabonis and Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think there's a lot of reasons why he doesn't get the love that he deserves. One is because of where he came from, meaning he was a backup in Dallas, and then the only way he was shining was when Luka got hurt, and he was playing, at this ridiculously high level. It's like, hey, man, this guy can play a little bit, which then made him attractive to a team like the Knicks, who needed a leader to come in, and then he comes in last year, and he has a fantastic season, but it felt like what happened with the Heat in the postseason overshadowed everything that he did in the regular season. And so you needed we need another look. It's like one of those things where you did it, do it again. All right?
Do you think that's the reason?
I think it's absolutely the reason.
There's another reason.
You do it once, you got to do it again.
There's another reason.
Which is?
I'll be the one to say it.
Which is?
Because I know if it comes from Loogie, it doesn't sound right. If it comes from CP, it doesn't sound right. It comes across like they're whiny, unhinged babies. Mm. I'll say it. I will do it for you because the national media hates the New York Knicks.
Oh, I'll go a step further. They don't even watch the Knicks. They have no idea what they're talking about.
There's
speaking from a case with
no way the national media Teague. is not watching this.
Well,
Knicks.
I don't they're know not. If they're not watching
There's
the Knicks.
No
I
think intently, because then they are idiots with their takes.
No, but I think my reasoning, and I say this from experience, is because I see the way the Jets are talked about nationally, and I see the way the Mets are talked about nationally. And I think the Knicks, as much as you guys may not want to admit this, mm-hmm. have a lot of similarities to the Mets and the Jets. And that is, there's an LOL attached to them. And that LOL existed fairly for a long period of time. It existed very fairly on the Jets. Maybe it still does. It existed on the Knicks for a long time. It certainly has gone back and forth with the Mets. And some in the national media can't get past making fun of the Mets, making fun of the Jets, making fun of the Knicks. And I've seen it with my own teams that there is a bias in even when things are done right, even when they're emerging, mm-hmm. we need to throw in the subtle joke because nationally, LOL Mets. Because nationally, LOL Jets. And yes, because nationally, LOL Knicks.
Yeah, but
it's the same thing. So I don't know if it's who's watching or not watching. I think to me, it's more that the Knicks are treated very similarly. And this, I have a passion for this because I feel it with those two other teams.
NBA doesn't have flex scheduling, right?
They can't. Yeah, late in the year, they switch some games
they
around.
They can mix some games
That's
around.
So they dump the Nets all year long.
Right. Good well, part, I think part of it is the fact that the Knicks have not been nationally a ton. Last night was a time to see Jalen Brunson. And if you were just watching national basketball last night, you saw the Knicks and you saw Jalen Brunson destroying everything that the Celtics try to do to him. And so when you start listening to the national coverage now after a national game, it's like, well, maybe we were wrong about this team. I think it just takes some national attention to change what people think because they're not seeing it. Like, we see it. We take it for granted that we can watch this team every single night if we want to. Or even if we don't watch it, you can find out what's going on because we talk about it.
Right.
But nationally, nobody's talking about this team. But there's so many other really great teams.
No, I get that. But I think a lot of it is it's trying to break a habit. And the habit has been for the last 20 years to mock the Knicks the way it's to mock the Mets and mock the Jets. And sometimes it's tough to fight past that. And I think that's what goes on. That's where, as much as I may not like the Knicks, I may not be a Knick fan, I see myself sometimes when I look at them. Mm. I see the teams I root for. I see that similarity. And what I've learned to do, and this is my advice to the Knicks fans out there, I've learned to just not give a rat's ass. I've learned to not care what some dopey talking head wants to say on Fox about the New York Jets because, it's funny, LOL Jets, or, it's funny, LOL Mets. Like, there's a double standard. And the Knicks, unfortunately, despite their success over the last few years, they haven't broke through yet.
So how many games, Sean, did they have nationally?
So they had 25. Now it'll be 26 because Sunday flexed.
That's a good number. Yep.
That puts them as the third highest in the East, eighth in the league.
Yeah, so they
actually are on a ton national TV.
It's not that. I'm telling you, it's the LOL thing. It applies to the – I don't think any of our other –
I wonder what games they were, though. Like, I think that matters.
Well, they just kicked the Celtics' ass.
Yes, and now you're starting to hear people talk about – I've just read you this is NBA.com.
Yeah, they still put him ninth in the MVP rankings.
Eighth.
But this is. Okay.
But I'm just saying, this is NBA.com.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody that should know how well Jalen Brunson is playing, how invaluable Jalen Brunson is to this Knicks team, because without him, they're a different team. It should be whoever's writing for NBA.com. So there is something else there. Clearly, whoever did this is watching games or knows about the impact that Jalen Brunson has, yet he still is behind Anthony Edwards.
You know why?
He's still behind.
Three letters
Sabonis.
For you. LOL.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.